another 14 days, the astronomy antenna will shut down. You'll have 14 days to recharge this massive battery, and they'll be able to put it into operation. As the battery eventually starts to wear down, they could just let it go two different cycles, you know, just recharge it and just don't use it for 14 days and, you know, completely charge it. But it sounds like a great experiment. I haven't heard much about it, and I thought I'd mention that on tonight's net. Any comments before we close? WS.
KFQCC. I think you've covered quite a bit, actually. It's just, I guess, a quiet time right now. One question I do have, when do they intend to launch the Artemis in a crewed mission, or they don't intend to do a crewed mission again?
Are you talking about the space launch system? Are you talking about the next crew that's going to orbit the moon? Is that what you're talking about, Brian?
Correct. I mean, there hasn't been a crew yet that orbits Artemis, correct?
That crew will be going up in September. Correction. I think that they're trying to push that as early as next April. But anyway, sometime next year. I think they pushed it up because they solved a lot of problems with the heat shield and all. That will be a crew of four. You have a commander. And three other people. Christine Koch, she's going up. She's been on the ISS before. The Stella Hansen, he's from Canada. And then Goober, he's been up to the space station before. So you've got four people going to not to land on the moon, but orbit the moon and then return. So really a duplicate of what they did a year and a half ago when they sent SLS up without a crew. Orion spacecraft went around the moon, came back, and landed in the Pacific Ocean. They're basically going to do the same thing, except a shorter mission. Last time was 25 days. This thing will be maybe a week. Anyway, back to Brian, and thanks for your participation as usual. Back to you.
Okay, Paul. Well, I thank you for everything that you do, and I don't have any further questions, so I'll stand by.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we have a couple other topics we could always cover. We'll put them on the back burner for next week. Anyway, thank everybody that listened, and for now we're going to we have to turn it back over to Roy. Before we do, I always mention that tomorrow night we have the Club InfoNet, which is very good. That's always followed by Swap and Shop. That's followed by Radio Newsline. And at the end of the month, when we have five Wednesdays, if there's five Wednesdays in a month, Weimar has one additional net. They call it the Nostalgia Trivia Net. And that's on these repeaters at 8:30 as well, which is always good. Talk about old radios. Old stuff, which is interesting, and then trivia. Rich does a very good job with that. Anyway, we'll turn it over to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N, for the Space Net Report for the TechNet. Back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially do. And I appreciate everyone who came by and participated tonight. Hope you had a little fun. I hope you learned a few things, and I hope you'll join us next Sunday when we do this all over again. As per always, just to want to remind you of some clever words that other people have said throughout the ages. Our own Dick K2RIW would end his technical nets with the good advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And good old Epictetus, is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try to keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't open it wide enough that your brain falls out. Everyone, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. And please come back next Sunday if you can. This is Roy, AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
Good night, everyone. Thank you very, very much. Have an enjoyable time, and we will get together next week. Be well and be safe. F2ZZ.
W2VL repeater. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.